Adam Duncan Harris is the curator of art and research at the National Museum of Wildlife Art and is a recipient of one of the 2017 Governor's Arts Awards. He sat down with Wyoming Public Radio's Caroline Ballard to talk about his approach to managing the collection and the award. He says he didn't get the news that he won quite in the way he expected.
I think I was supposed to get a letter from the governor that announced this award. Somehow that got lost in the mail. And so the first I heard of it was I got a call from the Wyoming Arts Council and just a nice, you know, conversation with their director saying, "Hey, you've won this award." And I said, "Wow, that is amazing." I was very honored, very humbled. It was a big surprise to me.
Part of your title is curator of art and research. So what kind of research do you do?
We do research on all kinds of things. It's all, of course, limited to our field, which is wildlife art. Recently, we've been doing much more with looking at contemporary artists that are incorporating wildlife imagery into their work. But also, a lot of the artists that you think about in terms of Western art incorporated wildlife into a lot of their work. Wildlife was a part of this Western experience. But then you look at the broader scope of art history, European and American, there's animals and wildlife running throughout that entire span. Our specialty is sort of the 1800s, 1900s, and now.
And that's, I feel like, when a lot of people think of wildlife art is probably what they think of, you know, the buck on top of the mountain mm-hmm. with the light coming down. So what are contemporary artists doing that you're excited about?
They are doing all kinds of amazing things. We've collected a really neat sculpture by an artist named Nicola Hicks. And she created these amazing sculptures out of mud and sticks. And so it looks like the creatures she's made have sort of arisen out of primordial ooze. They're really engaging and a little bit dark and a little bit fairy tale-esque. And so that's in pretty big contrast to the more naturalistic sculptures that we have great selection of. A lot of people are pretty pointedly talking about how we're treating the environment, how we're treating nature, and how we're treating endangered species. So there's a political discourse in there that has really ramped up, I'd say, since the 70s and 80s.
This year marks the 30th anniversary of the National Museum of Wildlife Art. Will you have any special events to mark the occasion?
We will. We're going to have an opening of our reinstalled galleries. Our galleries, our permanent collection galleries, have been largely the same for the last decade or so. So we're reinstalling all of those, and we're going to have a party to celebrate that on May 16th. Which is our official 30th anniversary. And we're also putting up a neat show of, we have a portfolio done by Andy Warhol of his endangered species. And then later on in the summer, we're going to have a big fancy gala in August that'll be more of a fancy celebration of our 30th anniversary.
As you head into the museum's third decade, what direction are you hoping to take it?
So one of my passions is our permanent collection. We have an amazing collection, and we've been able to do some really great projects with it. But there's still so much in there that we can work with and develop and research and write about and do exhibits with that I'm really excited to look inward, say, over the next 5 to 7 years and generate exhibits that we can send out to other institutions. And just try to communicate what an amazing collection we have, what an amazing subject this is, and let people out there in the rest of the country see what we're doing. One of the biggest comments we get from visitors is when they come in for the first time, they say, "Oh my gosh, I had no idea." They're always amazed at the depth and the quantity of what they see, and I just want to share that with other people.
Adam Duncan Harris is the Peterson Curator of Art and Research at the National Museum of Wildlife Art. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks so much for having me.